you. We're up to miss you. All right, so, Jennifer.
Yes?
I decided I was going to have a little mischief here, so, Charlotte, we're over the studio, Radio America, mm-hmm. in Washington, and you know how Rich loves that orange...
Oh, the orange ball.
Yes, the orange ball. Charlotte has taken it upon herself to alter, perhaps... The ball, the, but she can't get.
She
what did she do?
Oh.
Did she eat it or did she pee
no.
on it?
No, no, she didn't. She didn't pee on it. But it's a. It's sort of. I have a blue ball like this at home, and she loves down in the gym. She loves to chase after balls of all sizes. I don't know if we can get a shot, Michael, of this. This is if we're watching on.
Are we allowed to see this on DougStephan.com?
Yeah. No. It's cute. It's actually quite, it is very telling. Oh, you turned the camera on me? What about Richie? He's not going to get a camera shot today? One way or the other. All right, you can move around.
I don't see any camera right now.
All right, well, we'll work on it.
Just see your mug.
At any rate, it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. How do you do? Wednesday, the 13th of April. Yesterday, you did a nice job yesterday, right, Jennifer?
Thank you.
In absentia. And so the program...
Yeah, people were concerned because I put out a warning on Twitter and on Facebook that if anyone in Ohio had seen you, to return them to us.
I was well ensconced under a pillow, as it turned out, and stayed there. Well, we had some technical problems anyway to deal with, and I just decided rather than fight the technical problems, the heck with it.
You go with the flow.
I would just... I took the morning to myself, and that along with going to bed at 8 o'clock last night... set me into good stead, so we're all set, raring to go for the things that you need to know and talk about today around the world. I'm looking at some of the things that people are talking about. I've tried to figure out how to pronounce the names of some of these presidents. For example, the Ivory Coast's former president, Laurent. His name is spelled G-B-A-G-B-O.
Wait, hold
on. How do you pronounce that?
Okay,
Gbagbo.
How do you pronounce it, Michael?
Gbagbo.
Gbagbo? Are you sure that's
really?
How you pronounce it?
Nope.
Are you just taking a shot at that?
Taking a shot.
It's Gbagbo. Yeah.
Spell it again.
G-B-A-G-B-O. Gbagbo.
Yeah, I'm with Michael.
I think Michael might be right on that.
Gbagbo.
Should we have a contest? 800-510-8255.
Or Gbagbo. That could be his game.
Gbagbo.
Gbagbo.
Gbagbo or Gbagbo. But there are all of these names of these African dictators nobody can pronounce. What's the best one that you've seen? 800-510-8255. You could probably look this up somewhere.
Wikipedia says Gbagbo.
Without this, a silent G?
Looks like it.
Why
really?
Don't they just take it out?
It's French.
Gbagbo. Gbagbo. I like Gbagbo.
I do too.
Isn't there another example of a name begins with a consonant that we have here in America?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. No. Talking about last name. It's got to be some. Rich.
Well, Pfeiffer, PF.
Yeah. Look at Rich run up and down the hall. What are you doing for that? He's
How come I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of what are you doing? And
right, exactly. The only way to be able to follow this well is to go on to DougStephan.com, follow along with the video portion of the program. All right, so we have some of these people that deserve to be thrown out of office. The world is waking up. Isn't it exciting in reality? The world is waking up to what needs to be evolving, and most of it is all due to technology. You see these African, and who would have thought actually that it would begin in Africa or the Middle East? You'd have thought it would begin in more, quote-unquote, progressive countries. But the situations are so bad in these countries, the situation's so negative, people are so full of fear.
You want to know what the difference is?
The difference in which? Why
these non-as quote-unquote progressive countries are able to advance?
Right, Rich, let us have an insight into your genius.
Wireless. They don't need wires going from house
so
to house
gone,
to house.
They've never really had good telephones, so now the introduction the wireless phone.
Since the dish, TV, and cell phone towers.
Yeah.
In Colombia, they've pretty much given up. You know, in the rural areas in Colombia, you had no phone service.
Yeah.
Now everybody has a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I've watched it over the last 10 years where everybody in Columbia has cell phones. You go to any street corner that you go to where you pull up to an intersection,
right,
they're selling phone cards, Dish Network subscriptions.
The culture, what do you think?
What happens is they're able to deliver these services to people that would never had access
have any
before.
Money. These are very cheap.
Never.
Easily,
I mean, you look in the Middle East and look at, you know, when Iraq fell, when Baghdad fell, everybody was out buying dishes to put on their houses.
Dishes.
To put on their house so they could they could get the news.
Yeah.
And now all of these people in all these developing countries have access to cell phones, smartphones, and dish television.
It's a great education, frankly.
It really is. And that's the thing that's really busted all this wide open.
And by the way, one of the things that's come around full circle, the situation in Japan with all of these, you know, people are calling a 6.6 an aftershock. That's a hurricane. That's an earthquake.
Yeah.
7.1, 6.6, and the pictures that you're getting from people who are over there, if you follow it, and there are a lot of different ways that you can follow these pictures online, instantaneously putting the rest of the world in touch with what's going on with the accident. Feel for these people over there. Japan, you can write this down. On April 13th, 2011, Doug Steffen said, Japan will never be the same.
You're a genius.
Thanks very much.
What a rock star you are.
You were working on that all during that car.
That's why I took yesterday off to formulate that treatise,
good boy,
if you will. Yeah, thanks very much.
You look good after your rested day.
Yeah, I went to bed at 8 o'clock last night and feel like...
Yeah, you look very fresh.
Went right out, gonzo. But I still do need something for under my eyes.
Join the club.
You know, I know of something that you could
have. Really, Jennifer, you want to tell us about it?
It's called Lumitone.
Lumitone. You have the phone number for it?
No.
Really?
But it's so well known.
But,
all you can
do
is shout for it.
I've gone to their website, and it's easy enough. It's just lumitone.com.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Easy.
Lumitone, really good for getting rid of these. You'll look 100 years younger, especially if you're in a coffin.
Yeah, what would you do without us?
Without you? What do you mean? What
does that
mean?
The listeners, the audience, look at us.
We fix everything. Yeah.
We fix your eyes.
Your whole day is,
make you sound smart with that piece of wisdom Doug just gave you.
Exactly. Hey, everybody go out there and you can take credit for this. You can go tell all your friends, mark my words, Japan will never be the same.
Right. Write that down.
You can use that. Free of charge.
Yeah, it doesn't cost any money at all. In other news, well, actually, let's pause for a moment, then we'll get to some of the other news, some of the headlines. I'd just like to touch on some of these things because I find, especially when I'm in Washington, where I will be today and tomorrow here in the studio with Richie, and I'm really feeling badly about this. The camera's on me and not on you.
Oh, no, we're going to fix
can
that.
We get, there must be another camera
one,
in here.
Sure.
With this big television studio, they're celebrating with a big party tonight.
Yep.
And by the way, I will come and I'll be dressed a little better than this.
I would hope so. But, I mean, the rugby shirt is fine. I like the rugby shirt.
It's got Charlotte hairs all over it.
Yeah.
At any rate, you can see those folks if we zoom in on the hairs. What's more important, you want me to take it off and you can see the hairs in my chest?
No, not necessarily. Thank you.
That's fine.
Are they in high def?
Just one more reason. Just one more reason you are one step closer to a chimp than I am.
Oh, thanks very much. Anyway, lots going on and we're here to talk about it. 800-510-8255, the usual way of being in touch. Plus, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to DougSteffen.com. See the Facebook icon there. You'll go to Doug Steffen Show on Facebook. Jennifer's got her Facebook page working. And Richie has his Facebook page, Working. So we will, Working, is that like winning?
Working.
Working.
Winning.
That should be what we, our word should be, Working.
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 As opposed to winning. So I'll use that. I like that. Working.
We can change all of this stuff instead of saying, you know.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
See, I'm sorry.
The
working.
Concept is
starting to get
working.
The concept now.
Working. Do you know, by the way, that in terms of working, college graduates, the unemployment rate among college graduates is less than 5%. So that's almost considered. If it's 4%, it's full employment. So all of the most important thing for people to realize when it comes to understanding what the unemployment figures are all about, the people who don't have work are the people who are not educated. That's another
reason. Yeah, we talked about this
way.
Last week, remember?
Was I here?
You were.
I mean, a lot of times. Yeah, what did you talk about yesterday
been,
when
it,
I wasn't
it
here?
It may have been one of the many times that you weren't here recently, but you were actually here.
Yes.
My neighbor and I were talking about it.
Really?
How the unemployment rate, if you really break it down, it really affects the less people educated.
People who drop out. The unemployment rate among dropouts is 24%. The unemployment rate for those who graduated from high school is about 15%. So that's depression. Those numbers between 15, yeah. You have unemployment between 15 and 24-25%. That's where the depression is among those people who just get out of high school and give up on another education. People want more educated, better educated people with focused education, so they don't have to reskill them or give them some training. They want to put them to work. When they hire them. What a concept that is, huh? 800-510-8255. 17 after on Good Day.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
I had PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family. We had a reunion of our unit, and you'd hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Resources are available for military families. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
It's nice to know that things screw up even when I'm, if I'm
as
here.
Your watchful eye. Here,
why should anything change?
Why should anything be any different? Rich is at the controls powerfully so in our studio here in Washington. I'm on the camera, and Charlotte is wandering around looking for the ball, which Richie is sitting on. So
yeah, I got my ball back.
All of our fun. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program. I noticed that the Libyan rebels have rejected the ceasefire proposal. So what's happened there? In the past day, is it in the United States? I heard something yesterday. I was listening. I actually listened to a lot of radio over the last week as I've traveled across the country, and some of it has been better than. And I'm trying to find a way of comparing it. I don't pay a lot of attention to the radio unless I'm on one of these cross-country trips. Actually, I mean, really listen and educate myself as to what some of the new programs are. Some of the hosts that sound pretty good. I said I like Doc Walker and Jeff Katz doing talk radio. Some also pretty good morning programs that are essentially doing what we do here, blend lots of different things into conversation. They don't do it certainly as well as we do, but you take something like Libya. How do you have fun with that? It's not much you can do to have fun with it. I think you're having fun with some of these names.
The French who are leading the Libyan
right, they are the ones
effort.
In charge, right.
Now. They're now going, hey, man, we need some help over here.
Yeah. Well, but the French are the ones who benefit most because they get most
they
of
get
Libyan
all the
oil.
Yeah.
Right, so they ought to be leading. Yes, we don't get much oil out of there.
Well, we do not have as many bombs as you do.
All right, thank you, Pierre.
We need some bombs.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hell, all we have is crepes.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug. Michael Fortier assisting, taking your calls at 800-510-8255. 2020 news quiz question. There's a lot, I was thinking when Pierre was here a minute ago, about all the things that are connected to France that people are talking about, not the least of which is, yes, Libya. But there was an incident at JFK, I think it was Monday night, when an Air France 380, an Airbus 380, and this plane has only been in service, I think, for about 4 months. It's the only 380 that Air France is running at the moment, and they've been using it pretty much between the Charles de Gaulle Airport and New York's JFK, as that's where they have the biggest traffic. So the plane lands and is on the approach into the gate area.
Incredible.
And somehow or other, there's a commuter jet that's sitting in the way, and it runs.
Yeah, get out. Just, not quite so fast just, there, buddy.
You know, it kicks it around about 90 degrees. So here's the question.
Yes.
I want to know what airline owned the plane that was hit by Air France.
Oh.
800-510-8255. Let's see how much detail is involved in your recall. It's a well-known, it's certainly a well-known American airline, I'll give you that much. And it's not American.
Is it American Airlines?
No, thanks very much, Jennifer. 800-510-8255. This is kind of interesting.
These are peanuts.
Yeah, they do. Actually, more of the regional carriers serve peanuts than the big carriers. They've all been threatened by people who are allergic to peanuts. So they don't serve peanuts anymore. I think there is. I think you can get a peanut on Southwest, but that's about it.
Rich was hot and bothered about this story yesterday, Doug. Yeah. We just mentioned it briefly because it was all over the news shows. And
Are you talking about the plane running into the other plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Rich was upset because at the local news station in D.C., they actually went to Dulles Airport where there was no problem. But they
really?
Stand in front
that's
of their
good,
local
right.
airport
yeah.
to
that's
report
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, that's the state of television today. Let's just go do
Any
anything for a local
do.
Shot. Yeah,
yeah,
this is stupid. So anyway, Air France versus the commuter jet. What airline owned the plane hit by the Air France Airbus 380? 800-510-8255. Now, also, news from France. Actually, another Air France story. Pretty amazing. If you've been looking at the video of the search of the Atlantic Ocean, this plane, 2 years ago, goes down to the ocean floor, and they have found now the tail section from the jet, and you can see the video of that. They have the black boxes apparently now, and they say they have found the bodies. And I wondered about this the other day out loud. 228 victims. They find what? What do they find? After 2 years, even if it's really cold down there, what do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, you're food.
Yeah, of course you are. It's really amazing. And why would you? I guess some people want closure, so they want to look at
those
some
fish come
what,
over
bones.
With some A1 and we're done.
Yeah, right, exactly. And the other item, Pierre, from France, is this ban on face veils, which was put into effect, I think, earlier this week. A lot of protesting. About a dozen people, including three women who were wearing the burqas, were arrested. Now, there are new kinds of, I didn't realize there were different types of burqas. Did you know that there's a niqab, N-I-Q-A-B, and a burqa, the two different kinds of veils? Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Pierre, how come the French have gotten this much into the nitty-gritty about this? Veiled women are
like they're every day in their face.
We think it is a sin to cover up a woman.
Well, they're going to be charged $215. The fine is $215. And if you continue to abuse the law, you could be subject to a year in jail or a $43,000 fine. Muslims don't like this.
$43,000 fine.
Come up with that number.
Exactly. Who knows where they come up with it. It's worse than
a $42,000 fineable offense.
Not as bad, though, as a $44,000 fine.
Nope. Yeah, that's don't
for
get
sure.
crazy.
All right, we're going to find out what airline owned the plane hit by the Air France plane in a matter of moments as the 2020 News Quiz is part of the Good Day program. It's 28 past the hour.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of IAMS dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. IAMS has a formula for your pet's specific needs, like life stage, breed size, weight control, and sensitive stomach. Hurry in for this great IAMS deal and more, going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites, while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com, or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fuel. Was I on the air when I started to talk?
Yes.
More or less? I was. Okay. Just checking. Sometimes I can't differentiate. The headsets here are not as good. Other than that, though, this is a great studio.
When the red light's on, talk.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yes.
So I went off like that, that doesn't work.
Right.
That must be it. Right. See, you can see this on the screen. See that? See that button right down there? Those beautiful colored buttons. All right, are you watching me? Can you see me on your...
Oh, all right. Let me go over there.
You don't have
to. How cute you are. I want to. I tried earlier. I was sad.
All right. Jennifer and Richie and Doug on the focus of the day. The question in the 2020 News Quiz has a focus on the Air France jet, which bopped a commuter plane. Nobody got hurt. It just looked kind of weird. Like it was like playing with toys.
Yeah.
That's kind of... You look at the plane, get whipped around
like that.
Like
a little
matchbox car. Yeah, exactly. Little...
I was telling Rich, though, that if I were going to have to be in some sort of air problem, I would rather do it on the ground like those people did.
Yeah. All right. So
well, there you are. You look cute. You match the room in your
room.
How
do you do? It's Irene from Vero Beach who's on first. Hi, Irene.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Morning to you, ma'am.
The answer is continental.
The answer is not continental, but thank you.
So close.
Yeah. A continental flies. They all do. But it was not a continental jet. Here's Dean over in Brownsville, Tennessee. Hi, Dean.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. To hear your voice, it makes me feel like I'm doing even better. Thank you very much.
Oh, well.
All right, so
you're
Dean,
a good wake-up call. Okay.
This is who.
Yes.
You give good wake-up calls. That's very, that's very true. All right, so Dean, what's the airline that we're talking about?
Delta.
It was a Delta commuter. So what do you think it would have been like? Do you fly much, Dean?
Occasionally.
All right. And could you imagine yourself being in that plane as the other one went by and getting whacked like that? What do you suppose people, I mean, you read the accounts of people and, oh, I was so scared, and all the usual stuff. But what do you...
I don't know that I would have had time to be scared. I mean, when it... You know, it just happened so quickly.
Right,
that's
true.
You don't expect it.
So I want to know, frankly, there are two things I want to know with regard to this. And I haven't seen any really good coverage of the story. But the I want to know why the Continental plane was in the way and why the guy who was the pilot of the Air France plane, hello, didn't
get out of my way. You stupid American jet.
Thank you, Mrs. Pierre.
That's Pierre's wife.
Yeah, right. Does anybody get that?
No.
How does it?
I have no idea.
And so who's at fault here? Is this another
Let's
error
blame the French.
On the part of the... Well, the tower, though, has to be watching what's going on. The tower must be looking down. I'm
Don't
thinking
they
about...
Don't up there a lot lately?
Well, not at that one. Down in Washington, they do. Maybe they have to be asleep not to have noticed that. Why wouldn't you stop the Air France jet or, and the pilot as well. I mean, and the pilot's on that side of the plane, so he had to have seen the little commuter jet there. What the heck was he thinking? Wow.
Maybe he thought the smaller plane was moving away from the lane that he was in.
Well,
I don't know. Like you say, they didn't show much of it.
No, but it's interesting that they showed any of it.
They've not interviewed any pilots or air traffic controllers.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
They'll try to get their story straight first.
And we've all had that, though, when we've tried to pull into a parking spot and we just think we're going to make it. We're so sure. And then all of a sudden you hear that little
yeah.
Oops.
Right.
All right. That was him.
Look out. My fender's in danger. All right, Dean, hold on just a second, and we will send you a nice Doug Steffen prize. Appreciate your input. The other things that are going on in the world other than what's happening in Japan, this mother from Massachusetts who was convicted of attempted murder for withholding cancer medication from her autistic son. Remember that story from last year?
I do.
Found guilty of child endangerment, assault and battery for failing to give her son 5 months of chemotherapy treatment that he was supposed to be getting. It was oral chemotherapy he was supposed to get at home. He has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and actually died a couple of years ago. And so the family was blamed because of their religious beliefs. So it's really hard. How do you cross that line? How are you so convinced that your religion is so right that you would let your son or daughter or a child die?
That's a tough one. I don't know how you justify it.
Beliefs,
that's what's tough.
But there's a certain at a point this is one of the things that I listen to as I cross.
You think you're going to a better place?
Okay,
well,
but that's all the brainwashing that happens as a result of listening.
You don't think you go to a better place when you die? What do you think?
I think you create your own post life scenario.
So everybody has their own kind of after death,
right?
Kind
exactly.
Of thing.
Yeah. Right.
What's yours going to be?
I'm going to be in heaven with Gordon Liddy. He's going to protect me from all the bad guys. That's who's going to happen to me. I think you come back again. I mean, you just go back and back, and you learn all your lessons and come around. Who knows? It's one of the strange things about our brain that we're all learning, that we don't have as big a brain as we thought we did when it comes to figuring stuff out. Not so easy for us to figure a lot of this stuff out. You can come up with stories and make it feel good. That's swell. But at some point, when it comes to, the point I was making in traveling across the country this last week, listening to a lot of, there is so much in Washington, Richie. What in the name of heaven? Last night when I was coming into town, I'm flipping around. It's either some kind of crazy foreign language that nobody understands on the AM dial. There are a couple of good talk radio stations on the AM dial. There is, I was at 90.1, I think that's C-SPAN. Listening to a hearing being conducted live, which was cool, over at the Capitol building. And then there are all of these crazed religious nutbirds.
There must be seven. Is not a good radio. You got 1580, the big talker.
That's it. We're on that.
You got a couple other stations.
That's
but other than that, it's all brokered programming.
But I'm talking about the religious stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm listening to some of these religious nutbirds and people who believe this kind of stuff. I mean, it's great to have your own convictions. I have strong convictions. But when they, get...
You nut birds.
Well... Bog, 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 bog. Okay. I'll dig a hole, and it's best that I not go there. In a moment, the situation... this has bothered me, listening to this couple of sports radio stations. The Dodgers and the continuing controversy about how San Francisco, fan was beaten up at one of the first games, and how they haven't apparently been able to find these two guys.
Yeah.
But more importantly...
But everybody's not throwing money in the pot to do it.
Well, but the aggressiveness of fans in the stands, there have been a lot of videos that have come about. If you go to YouTube, you can find, over the last week or so, some really horrid, horrid examples
of
people
not
being out of control. out of control.
Can I give you my theory on this?
You may.
People, you are being punked. If you think that those overpaid people on the baseball field actually really care that you're behind them or not, they don't. They're punking you. You're giving, like, it's this loyalty thing where you have to, like, pee on your space or something.
Look at Jennifer.
They don't care. You're the biggest joke in the world when you take it that far because the players do not care about you that way.
800-510-8255. It goes deeper than that. It goes down. It's trickling down to college baseball. By the way, Heidelberg is number two in Division III in the country.
Go Student Princes.
Wow.
There we are.
What color are their uniforms again?
Pink.
Jennifer. Red and orange and black are the Heidelberg colors.
Yeah, cool uniform. That's
red and orange and black. Yeah. Heidelberg runs through.
Now he hears colors and he starts
singing. Princes. Okay, anyway. So what about this in terms of how we handle our children? There are, and what lessons the children are learning from all this aggressive behavior, even down at the Little League level. It is really, we talked about this last year, I remember. A lot of baseball stuff going on today. We'll touch that. Plus the original version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which Carly Simon has in one of her early albums. It isn't just Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Did you know that, Richie, that there's more to the song?
No, I did not.
Yeah. The story of Katie Casey.
Yeah, Casey at the bat.
No. Katie Casey was the person for whom Take Me Out to the Ball Game was written.
Oh.
You can look that up in your Punk and Wagnalls or your Wikipedia.
Can you say that on the radio?
You can do that. All right, 17 before the hour. The story of Katie Casey and the original version, the real version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Plus, we're trying to figure out what all this aggression is about. This is the anniversary, by the way, of Pete Rose getting his first major league hit for the Reds. And this is, I'm remembering back because
I bet you're right.
Well, I was close to Pete Rose when I was working in Cincinnati. 21 years after that, he became, he was the, he got the 4,000th hit to the day playing for Montreal. By the way, what was, is it too easy to ask what Charlie, good dog. Okay, that takes care of that.
Too bad.
Thank you. His nickname was Charlie Hustle.
Yes.
Yep. 800-510-8255. All right, stand by. Little baseball conversation here. 17 for the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASC-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's spring. Time for some fresh entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Rickenstein on the Spring Taste of Sam's Club Open House. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
13 and a half for the hour. Doug Stephens, Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, our focus on baseball. The first strike in the history of Major League Baseball ended on this date, 1972. I found these interesting things going on this day. The players had been off the field for 13 days. You don't remember that probably, Richie. I remember that dramatically.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
1972. And then there was another one. Yeah. When was the other one? In the 90s. Wasn't there another one in the late 90s?
In the 90s when Cal Ripken came back the next year and saved baseball.
All right. So those of you who think, take me out to the ball game, take me out to the park, is the whole song. Now, did you find in Wikipedia the story of Katie Casey?
I haven't looked yet, but I can look what we're playing.
All right, so here is Carly Simon, who is out and about these days plugging a new CD that she has. She's one of our most accomplished. I like her a lot. Did you know she was a stutterer?
I think I did know that.
Yeah, she stutters and stammers. And,
still.
Yep, the S's can't do a good job with them.
Huh.
But certainly knows how to
I had heard something
sing.
About her stuttering. I didn't know she still stuttered.
But she's also done a lot of very creative stuff, I think. And there's a whole...
It must suck with a name like Simon.
If you go to her website, she tells the story of this Katie Casey taking me out to the ball game. Here it is, though, more or less in song. This is the whole Take Me Out to the Ball Game, not just the chorus.
She had the fever and she had it bad.
This is Katie Casey.
Just to root for the
No, Katie Casey, not saying. This is the story of Katie Casey, who loved baseball.
That Katie spent on one Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with
Carly Simon is an unbelievable baseball fan.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, cause
it's root for the home team. Everybody sing along.
Don't win, it's a shame, for it's one. Two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Katie Casey saw all the games, knew all the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, and she was strong. When the score was 2-2, Katie Casey, she had the clue to cheer on the boy. She knew just what to do. She made everyone sing the song
again.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I do not care if I ever go back home.
loves its roots. Root, root for the Red Sox.
Who, by the way, what are they? Like 0-19 or something already on the.
Oh, they beat the Yankees the other day.
They beat the Yankees. Yeah. I missed that. Hooray! At the old ball game.
At 51 after.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tools. Legs built with the
just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
V8.
All right, now 53 past the hour, the official morning, midday, afternoon, and evening program. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, all Doug, all the time. It would be good if we could take over all the airwaves like President Obama.
I feel like a used car lot, you know,
Obama.
Back from my old used car days.
Yeah.
We're here all the time.
All the time.
We never close. Come on down. We got a great deal for you.
All right, we do have a great deal for you. Technology tailor Alex Goldfain suggests you might be surprised to learn just how addicted teenagers are to the Internet. You have suspicion your children spend a lot of time, well, it's because you're not managing them well. Alex Goldfain will give you the facts and figures about how much teenagers are tied into the Internet next year on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&Ms for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A study on teenagers and Internet use yielded some fascinating results. An organization called the International Center for Media and the Public Affairs asked 1,000 teens from around the world to abstain from all media for 24 hours. Turns out, we really do get addicted to the Internet. One teenager said, quote, "Media is my drug. Without it, I was lost." Another one said, "I was itching like a crackhead because I could not use my phone." And a third one said, "I felt sad, lonely, and depressed." Well, over half the teens couldn't make it through the entire 24 hours. Students also reported that their digital technology was essential to the way they construct and manage their friendships and social lives. The kids also had no idea how to fill up their time without their digital devices. One said, quote, "I literally didn't know what to do with myself." The intensity of these feelings is what's most surprising here. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Frito-Lay kicked off a week-long event in New York to provide a behind-the-scenes look at how some of Frito-Lay's newest product flavors, made with all-natural ingredients, are created. And they're getting fans involved in the process, as we hear from T.K. Anderson.
From high atop a Times Square billboard, Frito-Lay is recreating one of its key flavor development centers, the Flavor Kitchen at the company's Texas headquarters, to share the real foods and flavorful recipes that inspired many of its latest snacks made with all-natural ingredients. Flavor Kitchen head chef Stephen Khalil says the week-long live billboard is not to be missed.
My team and I are demonstrating how we develop some of your favorite Frito-Lay products from our all-natural portfolio, including the delicious recipes that inspired them. And it's all streaming live on our Facebook page.
Chef Stephen will also spotlight other delicious recipes that could inspire new Frito-Lay chips in the future.
And it's all happening on the Frito-Lay Flavor Kitchen Billboard Experience, which runs April 11th through April 15th. Consumers in Times Square will have a chance to sample recipes and the products they inspired while watching demonstrations on giant screens 22 stories above the city.
If you can't make it, watch live at facebook.com/Frito-Lay and enter for a chance to win great prizes.
A college campus is worlds apart from your average office setting, right? So how can the average undergrad make a smooth transition from college to work? Another item from T.K. Anderson, more helping for students going from the classroom to the boardroom, in fact.
Summer's around the bend, but for many college students, vacation is taking a back seat to internships. Celebrity stylist Jen Raid is teaming up with Procter & Gamble's Ready You program to help new interns put their best foot forward.
Ladies, go for neat and tidy hairstyles and keep your makeup coverage light and daytime appropriate. And guys, this isn't a frat. Avoid overpowering cologne. And while scruff might get the ladies' attention on campus, it doesn't work in the office.
ReadyU helps students navigate campus life and beyond, and helps arm them with high-performing beauty and grooming brands like Pantene, CoverGirl, Crest, Old Spice, and Gillette.
College students nationwide can also enter the ReadyU Ultimate Style Sweepstakes. Four winners will each get a $1,000 Visa gift card and intern survival pack, featuring essential products from P&G brands.
For more tips and to enter the sweepstakes, log on to facebook.com/ready and the letter U, and like the page. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
All right, you'll all be happy to hear that tax day is coming this week. You know that, or actually next week. Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, is going to introduce a bill next week that aims to tax the Internet. You'll be happy about that. One of the technology conversations we'll have, I'm sure. 59 after the hour on Good Day.